live, worldwide, Sports Byline USA. And here's host, Ron Barr.
And wherever you might be across the country and around the world, I'm Ron Barr. We've got you on America's sports talk show, Sports Byline, and we are coming to you live from Camp Victory in Baghdad, Iraq, and we are at the DFAC. And for those people that aren't military and don't know what DFAC means, it's a mess hall. And we got a good crowd. Dinner is getting ready to be served here in Iraq at the DFAC. It's DFAC Sport Oasis. And one of the traditions of Sports Byline over the years when we've made these trips to Afghanistan or Iraq has been to let the soldiers co-host each hour of the show, and indeed we're going to do that. We've got a great array of guests for you over the next three nights here in Iraq. That's Iraq time. And we're going to have soldiers each hour co-hosting the show, and I'll tell you who they're going to be this hour in just a moment. But also let me tell you what we've got for a lineup for the show. First of all, Coach K will be joining us from Greece, as he's got the U.S. national team over there getting ready for the World Basketball Championships. Later in the hour, in his second full year as the head football coach with the San Francisco 49ers, and they're having a pretty good preseason. The Hall of Fame linebacker, his entire career spent with the Chicago Bears, Mike Singletary. Also, Brian Billick will be with us. Brian, of course, 9 years the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. He won himself a Super Bowl championship as their head coach. And then next hour, we've got John Baker from the Florida Marlins. John Calipari will be joining us as well. And then I brought three guys with me to spend some time with the athletes and to be able to spend some time with the soldiers over here. And Antonio Freeman, the fine wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers, prominently in his career, is with us. He won a Super Bowl championship. Bob Delaney, 24 years in the NBA as a referee, and, of course, wrote that wonderful book called Covert, with us as well. And also Jim Miller, 12 years in the National Football League, quarterback, played with the Steelers, played with the Chicago Bears, but picked up a Super Bowl championship ring as he was a backup quarterback with the New England Patriots. And over the next couple of days, Roy Williams, Jeff Fisher, also Jim Nantz, Joe Morgan, Tim Brown, Shane Battier, Pete Carroll. Oh, do we have a great lineup for you as well. I'll tell you more about what we've been doing while we've been in country. It's been a really great time since we've been here, but boy, I'll tell you what, 122 degrees today, that will take your breath away. When we come back on the other side, we'll introduce you to our co-hosts as we continue with more of you from Iraq on Sports Byline.
At Bullseye Indoor Shooting Range and Firearms Store, you'll find a relaxed atmosphere for shooters of all levels, along with a huge selection of firearms and accessories. Bullseye is also your home for top quality training. We have a package to fit every need, from basic home defense to tactical courses for pistol, rifle, and shotgun. Come visit our California locations in San Rafael and Castro Valley, and now also in Gardnerville, Nevada. Or check out our incredible selection at BullseyeUSA.com. Bullseye's goal is to assure a safe and fun experience while helping you prepare to deal with any situation. So check out Bullseye. USA.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
If you can't get enough of your favorite Sports Byline programs, now you can listen on your phone anytime, anywhere. Call 704-625-9950 or text SBL to 80676. You'll be able to listen live to every show on the network, like Sports Byline USA with Ron Barr, The Video Game Review, Wrestling Observer Live, The Speed Freaks, and more. Again, call 704-625-9950 or text SBL to 80676. For more information, go to sportsbyline.com.
This is America's sports talk show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
This is the sixth time that I've come to either Iraq or Afghanistan and brought the show to Sports Byline. And as I said, our tradition is always to let soldiers co-host the show and talk to the athletes or the coaches that we have on the show. And we've got two of them here, Specialist Philip Wilds. He is from Michigan, and also Sergeant Olu Federo from Washington, D.C. You're a Red Sox fan, as I understand, Philip.
Yeah, that's correct, Ron.
Yeah. And how about you? What are you a fan of, Olu?
I'm the Washington Redskins fan, big time.
Okay. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on. Also, every time I've come to Iraq or Afghanistan, I've always called Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski, and he's always been gracious enough to come on. But, of course, you know his background. He started his head coaching career at West Point, and he is also the coach at Duke University, the defending college basketball champions. But he also has a side job. He is the head coach of the U.S. national team, which is getting ready for the World Championships. And he joins us from Greece, where I guess they just finished up practice there. Mike, what does this squad look like? What were you looking for when you wanted to put this team together for the World Championship?
Well, first off, Ron, I just want to thank all of our servicemen and women who are with you there for, their commitment to our country and their family's commitment to their service. I was an Army officer for 5 years, and I understand the great spirit and rapport that the military has. And, basically that's what we're looking to do with our basketball team, is to develop a great spirit, an understanding of selfless service and great teamwork so that we can represent the United States well and hopefully win a world championship in Istanbul in the next couple weeks.
Are you happy with the way this squad has come together?
Yeah, Ron, it's the youngest team, NBA team-wise, since the Dream Team in 92 that the U.S. has put together. We have out of our 12 guys, five of them who are 21, and a couple other guys who are 22. But they really have been great to work with. We have really good athleticism. We're not that big. We have a lot of guards and wing players, but we're trying to play really good defense and have team rebounding instead of depending on one guy. Where all of our guys work together. But they've been a pleasure to work with, a great spirit of cooperation.
Mike, we got a couple soldiers that want to talk to you. The first one, Specialist Philip Wilds. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Coach. It's good to hear from you. You guys just beat Spain by 1 point in the last game that you played. I was wondering, do you think Spain's going to be the toughest test here in the tournament?
Well, it's a good question. And, with the way we set up our exhibition schedule, because these guys have only played 3 games now internationally, and tomorrow night we'll play our fourth against Greece. And we felt that to play Spain and Greece, Spain is the defending world champion, and they're one of the great teams in the world. On their home court in Madrid would be a great test, and then to play Greece, who's one of the top 4 teams in the world, in Athens on their home court would be the best preparation we could give for our team. And our guys did really well in a difficult environment and adjusting to a different way of the way the game is called. We're like you guys. What you're doing is a lot tougher and a lot more important than what we're doing, but it's similar in that we have to win away from home. You're not going to be on your home court just like you guys aren't on your home court where you're at.
Sergeant Alou Padero is with us as well, Mike, and he wants to talk to you. Go ahead, Sergeant.
How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, I don't really have nothing much to say. I'm just still starstruck talking to you right now.
But well, thank you. One thing I learned when I graduated from West Point a long time ago in 1969, and I was an artillery officer, and the one thing I did right away as a young lieutenant is to get to know all the NCOs and tell them, look, I'll follow you. Just make it look like I'm the leader right now, because you guys know a hell of a lot more about what you're doing than I do. But once I learn it, I'll be a good leader for you, and I'll let you guys do what you do, and let's get this thing done. And so I think one of the unsung heroes in the military are non-commissioned officers and the job they do and the service commitment that they have. So I have a big regard for you guys.
That's right, sir. NCO is the backbone of the Army. You're right about that.
Thank you, man.
Mike, before I kick you loose and let us talk to Stephen Curry here in a second, I just want to get your thoughts. You had the championship season with Duke, and you really haven't had too much time because you've got your national commitment as well. Have you given any thought to the season that lies ahead for Duke this year?
Yeah, not right now, but, you know, actually one of my assistants is with me, Chris Collins, right now. The other associate head coach, Steve Wojciechowski, is back at Duke, and our freshmen come in, and I think they come in today. And we have a chance to be really good. We have two guys who are, I think, two of the best players in the country, and Nolan Smith and Kyle Singler, as seniors. And we have some big kids. The Plumlee brothers are both 6'11", and another 6'10" kid, Ryan Kelly. We have a freshman guard who I think will be, you know, one of the best players in the United States, and will be a pro real soon, and a kid named Kyrie Irving. And he's the best point guard that I've had at Duke, or he can be, in the last decade. And to go along with the experience, we're going to play a little bit faster, and we have a little bit more depth than we did last year. I just hope we have the same amount of leadership and character that those kids did for me last year, because that was as pure a basketball team as I've ever coached.
Mike, I want to thank you for your time. Every time I've asked, you've always been there. And, of course, I know how the military is close to your heart. I had a chance to see General Brown when I was coming through Frankfurt. He says he's going to see you in Ankara, Turkey. And thank you very much. I understand Stephen Curry is nearby. Am I correct?
He's not. Yeah, I think they're getting him. He's not here this
minute. Okay.
We came back. What we did is right after practice, we went to the Greek government, invited us to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, which not many people are able to go to, and they had a lot of youngsters from Greece there, and our team had a chance to spend time trying to foster even better relationships with our Greek neighbors and Greek allies, and so we came back a little bit later than we have normally come back. And so Stefan, he had gotten through Eden. He was getting therapy. These guys, after practice, I think everyone there you'd be shocked at what they do after practice. Yeah, whenever we practice, just about every one of them walk out of the gym with two ice bags on their knees. And, they play so many games in the NBA that they're always in preventive mode, so they that tendonitis can get to them. So Stefan was getting, not that he has any physical problems, but a lot of stuff they do is to prevent stuff. So if we get cut off here, what we'll probably do is bring him in and as soon as possible, because he's one of the great kids, and actually he's one of the older guys. He's 22, so he's one of the older guys. But a good man.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what, we'll let you go, and I'll tell you, we'll take a pass on Stefan right now because we got some other ones coming up later. But, Mike, I can't thank you enough. You've been a good friend for so many years, and I got to tell you, what I'm seeing over here is something special. And when I get back home, I'll spend some time on the phone and update you, because this is really, really great. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right. And, Ron, thanks for your commitment. It's amazing, our servicemen and women, that they have multiple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. And you've had double-digit tours, going back. And there's nobody in your business who's done more than you have. And so it's always an honor to be on your show.
Thank you very much.
If I know you're going to go to other things, but if they can try to call back, if Stefan does, he's okay. Coming down right now. I don't know if that messes you guys up.
I'll tell you what, we got to take a commercial break here. Well, I'll let the producers talk to you, and we'll see what we can work out. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right. Thanks,
Coach
to
Gay,
all
Mike.
All right.
Mike Krzyzewski with us as we'll take a break here, come back on the other side. Maybe we'll spend a minute or two with Stefan Marbury. I knew I was going to do that. Stephen Curry, and then come back with Mike Singletary. We continue from Iraq with you on Sports Byline.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
In these economic times, you've got to be smarter than ever with your money. You want to protect your family's financial future should something happen to you. They deserve to live in the home they love and be around the friends they've grown close to. Term life insurance is an excellent way to keep your family protected, but you need a place to compare multiple carriers so you don't pay too much. That's why eFinancial developed Compare and Share. Their licensed experts compare rates from multiple companies, find the policy that is right for you, and work to save you thousands a year. All it takes is one toll-free call. They do all the work for you. Term life insurance is a smart move. Saving money on your life insurance is even smarter. Call eFinancial today for a free no-obligation quote. 800-217-7897. That's 800-217-7897. They guarantee fast, friendly service. So call for a free no-obligation quote now. 800-217-7897. 800-217-7897.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Log on to homesweetincome4.com for free information on how to earn a full-time income at home. Linda did.
Before I found this business, I had been working as an insurance claims adjuster, and I actually quit my job to relocate with my husband when his job transferred him. So because of that, we had really gone from two incomes down to one, and we're living paycheck to paycheck.
Homesweetincome4.com turned Linda's life around.
Since we found the business, we're able to travel, we have retirement accounts, we have savings and college funds for the kids, and we're able to do this business from anywhere with an internet connection and a telephone.
HomeSweetIncome4.com worked for Cindy, too.
Now I'm home with my daughter. I control my own time. We live an incredible life. I miss nothing in her life. We live in a beautiful home. She's got horses. It's my dream.
Dreams come true at HomeSweetIncome4.com. That's HomeSweetIncome, the number 4.com.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
And as promised, here in Iraq, Stefan Curry joins us on Sports Byline. Stefan, how has the international competition been for you? What do you notice is the change compared to either college or NBA action?
It's a lot different just based on how we started as a team, coming together, having to gel in about 2 weeks and, try to be at our best. The game's a lot more physical. We're having to travel to, places most of us have never been to before. So it's a whole new experience for us.
Coach K was talking about the officiating and the adjustment that you guys have had to make from that standpoint. Have you? Is it hard for the players to adjust to international officiating?
It is, just because you're so used to, you know, a certain way that refs approach a game, and calls that you know are they're going to call and calls they're going to let go, you sort of expect those as you're playing. You know, so when you get thrown into a different situation, it's tough for us to kind of learn on the fly how they're going to call the game. But if we're going to win, you know, and be successful in the World Championships, we're going to have to make that adjustment. So it's going to come with, you know, that's why we play these exhibition games, to kind of get a feel of how the refs are going to, you know, officiate the games we're playing.
Stefan, I want to thank you very much for giving us a little bit of time. I know you were having some treatment. I appreciate it. Good luck in the World Championships.
I appreciate it.
Again, that is Stefan Curry, a member of the U.S. national basketball team. Coach K, of course, they're all over in Greece before they move on to Ankara, Turkey. Let me see if Mike Singletary has joined us now. Mike, are you with us?
I am with you.
Well, it's good to have you here. You know, I got to tell everybody that when I, you know, set up this tour, I called the 49ers and I said I'd like to have Mike Singletary join me. And as he has before on other broadcasts from either Iraq or Afghanistan, Mike also jumped in here and said, I want to be a part of this. And, Mike, I thank you for that. Your team is looking good in the preseason. Tell me about how you feel about this team at this point.
Well, right now we're a work in progress. I just think we have a ton of work to do, and we've got a short amount of time to accomplish it. But I feel good about us getting where we need to go before the season starts.
We've got a couple of soldiers that want to talk to you here. Specialist Philip Wilds would like to ask you a question. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Coach, real quick, I just want to know, how was it to do the Super Bowl shuffle? How was that?
How was it to do the Super Bowl shuffle? It was a hard thing.
Yeah, that's right, Coach.
To commit to. It was a difficult thing to commit to, but once we did it, it was a blast. We had a great time together, and it really brought us closer together as a team.
And another person here with us is Sergeant Olu Fadero, and he's a Washington Redskins fan, but you're not going to hold that against him, Mike, and he wants to talk to you. Go ahead, Olu.
How you doing, Coach?
Doing fine.
Yeah, I got one question for you. Was it true you would hit a guy so hard one time and pop your contact lenses out?
That's that happened all
I
the
heard
time.
That from a friend of mine.
No, that happened all the time. I used to wear hard contact lenses, and then I started wearing the soft contact lenses, and that helped some, but they still came off from time to time. I had a few extra pair on the sideline.
Because I remember you used to be a vicious hitter. I remember you.
Yeah, that was, you know, it didn't help that I had my eyes open all the time either. So with my eyes being open so wide, it just came right out.
Okay. Hey, Coach, it's Phil again. I was joking earlier with you, but some seriousness. How do you feel? What's your expectations for your team this year?
You know what? I expect for us to do great things. But the thing I said all along when we came into the season to start a training camp, I don't want to talk about, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. All I want people to do is watch. I think we're going to be a team that just really set a standard and just kind of go from there. But I expect great things from our team. But I'll let everything else speak for itself.
You picked up Westbrook, and that gave you depth along with Frank Gore at running back. How much better are you as a running team, do you think, Mike, with those two running backs?
Well, if you just start with Frank Gore, that makes you very good to begin with. And I think our offensive line is continuing to get better and gel and work through some things. And then you add Westbrook. I think that adds another dimension to your running game. So I just think that we got better. How much better, I don't know, but we'll find out.
At this point, 5 years into the league, Alex Smith, I think this is kind of a make-or-break situation this year. Would you assess where he is in his career, and what does it mean to the 49ers, his performance? How crucial is that, Mike, to the team's success this season?
You know, a lot of people would like to use the term make or break or whatever. I just think Alex is the guy. You have to look at the whole picture. You know, to come to this year and go, well, this is a make or break, and it's crucial. I'm not going to put that pressure on one guy. But the thing that I see is I see a guy that is committed to being the best quarterback that he can be. And I think Alex can be a very good quarterback. As far as all the other stuff, what if he doesn't do this? What if he – I don't really get into that. I just see a young man that is committed to the process, working his tail off, getting better every day, getting a better command of the offense every day, being able to utilize the tools that are around him. And so I'm really excited to see where he goes.
Sergeant Federo, go ahead. Your next question.
Yes, you've got Vernon Davis and Michael Westbrook on your team right now. Both guys are from Prince George's County, Maryland. So whenever you're not playing the Redskins, I'm rooting for you, Coach. Just to let you know that.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot. I'm sure they do, too.
Hey, Coach. Real quickly, with Kurt Warner leaving the division, that kind of opens the door up for anybody. Who do you think the toughest team in your division is going to be this year?
Well, I don't know. I don't know who the toughest team in our division is. All I know is it didn't really matter to me or to anybody on our team as far as that's concerned, whether Kurt Warner retired or not. It didn't matter that other things happened to our division as well. We're just committed to going out and being the best team that we can possibly be and just kind of go from there.
Mike, I know this is your second full year as the head coach, and I'm just wondering, as you reflect back on what you thought the experience as a head coach would be like, how is it similar to or different from what you thought the experience might be?
All I can say is it's so much better than I thought it would be. You know, I've talked to a number of head coaches, and, you know, they talk about, you know, the pressure, and they talk about some of the other. I feel very, very fortunate to be in this situation and to bring a group of men together as coaches and a staff and create the expectation there and have that group really inspire a group of young men to be the best that they can be. And I think that's a tremendous process to be a part of. So the experience is better than I thought it would be.
You know, you're a Hall of Fame player. You were a great player. And I think about the other players that were great in their sport and maybe even in the Hall of Fame. Frank Robinson comes to mind, and I remember I had long talks with him. And he talked about how hard it was for him to accept anything other than excellence, the type of excellence as he defined it. And you being the same particular way, how difficult was that to adjust your thinking to accepting things as they were? I'm not saying mediocre, but just not accepting people that were maybe as good as Mike Singletary was, or maybe put out the same effort that Mike Singletary did?
Well, I think that's something that's the prerequisite of a 49er, in my mind. You know, they always equate, you played the game, you played at such a high level, isn't it going to be difficult for you to deal with these guys? You know what? Every coach in America have the same aspirations that I do, the same expectations. But it's just a matter of which coach is able to actually get it, the commitment from the guys, and there are others that are not. And I think for me, the most important thing that I want to see out of our young men is just give me all that you have. You know, and you sit back and you go, well, Coach, how much is it going to take? All I want is all you have. And if we can do that, then we're going to get where we need to go.
We only have a minute left, Mike, but when you think back on your great playing career, is there a particular moment that's kind of crystallized in your mind that you kind of smile about or you'll never forget?
Well, the moment that I'll never forget is when we were playing the Los Angeles Rams in the championship game in 85. And toward the end of the game, it was a very, very cold day as usual in Chicago that time of year, and there was a fumble, and it was clear, the sun was shining, and it was freezing, and Wilbur Marshall picked up the fumble, and we started going toward the end zone, and it started to snow at about that same time, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful moment. Great feeling to know that we're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Mike, I want to thank you. You've always been there every time I've called when we've been in Iraq or Afghanistan. I thank you very much, sir, and I'll see you when I get back home in San Francisco. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
Mike Singletary, the Hall of Fame linebacker, played his entire career with the Chicago Bears and, of course, now in his second full season as the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. We'll take a break as we continue from Baghdad, Iraq on Sports Byline.
Have you long considered a career in athletics but you're not sure how to break in? From students looking for entry-level positions to seasoned top executives, NextStepAthletics.com is the industry's only all-in-one resource. Become a member for free today and take advantage of all NextStepAthletics.com has to offer. From sports-specific jobs, education, networking, events, message boards, and more. The only way to stay one step ahead in the sports industry is to take the next step with NextStepAthletics.com.
These days, you hear them everywhere. Get out of debt quick promises asking you to call right now to solve all your credit problems. But please, listen carefully. Don't make a huge mistake. There is a better way. Trinity Debt Management. Many debt settlement companies have created a dangerous misunderstanding. Simply put, debt settlement often ends up destroying your credit and ultimately may lead to asset seizure and bankruptcy. There is a better way out. Trinity Debt Management can show you how to pay off your debt, preserve your good name, save thousands in interest, and in the end, actually improve your credit rating, not destroy it. Say no to debt settlement. Say yes to debt management. Trinity Debt Management. Make the right choice and become debt-free for keeps. Call 1-800-899-0615. That's 1-800-899-0615.
This is a special alert for car owners. If your car has less than 120,000 miles or if your current warranty is about to expire, you now have the ability to get a premium 5-year, 100,000-mile extended service plan at deeply discounted rates. Consumers Choice Auto Care has set up a toll-free number so you can cut out the middleman and get a free, no-obligation quote direct. Expensive repairs will cost you nothing. In fact, you pick your own repair shop and we'll pick up the bill. You can relax knowing your coverage includes free 24-hour roadside assistance, free flat tire service, free jump start service, and free towing. Plus, it's backed by a solid A-rated insurance company. Be one of the first 15 callers with your insurance card and mileage and get a 25% discount by mentioning this ad. Call now for your free quote. 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084. Don't wait for a breakdown to break your savings account. Call 800-249-5084. That's 800-249-5084.
Exxon and Mobil have a little something in our gasoline that can make a big difference for all you drivers out there. Actually, it's smaller than little. It's tiny. Microscopic, even. We're talking about a molecule. A complex molecule that, when added to gasoline, helps remove deposits that build up on your intake valves and helps keep fuel injectors clean. So your car runs cleaner. Smart gasoline. It's just one more way Exxon and Mobil make gasoline work harder for you.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
And we are back here in Baghdad, Iraq. 122 degrees today as we got out and about with General Cohn flying around and meeting some of the troops. And also we spent some time with an Iraqi group of troops. And that was quite interesting. I'll tell you more about that as we move along. With me is Philip Wilds, a specialist. He is co-hosting this hour. He's from Michigan, big Michigan State fan and a Boston Red Sox fan. And Sergeant Olu Federo, who is a big Washington Redskins fan from Washington, D.C., originally from Nigeria, co-hosting this hour. And a man that knows what it's like to be here in Baghdad, Iraq, joins us now. Brian Billick, Super Bowl winning coach with that 34-7 victory over the New York Giants back in 2000. Brian, good to have you here, and I'm just wondering what your favorite memories are about your trip when you joined me here in Baghdad, Iraq.
Well, fortunately, one of them was not that 122-degree weather. We were there in February, as you remember, Ron, and what a tremendous opportunity. I can't tell you in relaying the stories from my time there with you and Randy Cross. We had Spencer Tillman with us. And when you visit with people, it's hard to communicate the experiences in terms of just the troops. I was so inspired by meeting the troops there. They were so mission-driven, so focused, so upbeat. And this was at a time now where it was not as substantially established as it is now. It was at a much more critical time. And for them to still be as upbeat as they were about their mission there and the future of that country, it was inspiring.
One thing I remember as we were opening that first show at the Alpha Palace, the 12 rockets that came smashing in around where we were. And I said to Spencer Tillman, as I heard the sound, you heard the sound, I said, well, what do you think of the show so far? And he says, well, it's been a real blast, hasn't it? I've got a couple of guys here. Sergeant.
Nobody blinked.
Go ahead.
The troops and everybody there was like, okay, no big deal. We'll deal with this. And I remember visiting with General Austin the next day and thanking him for staging that attack just so we could take some great stories back to the States.
I got to tell you, we were in and spent probably 45 minutes with General Odierno, and we were talking to him about General Austin. And I remember your line. You walked into his office. You saw General Austin, tall, athletic-looking African-American, and said, hell, I would have drafted you.
Well, no question. I mean, the man reeked of command presence. And you know, Ron, I'm 6'5", and when you walk in, and just the professionalism, from that all the way down, the way people conducted themselves over there, and it's just something that at every opportunity that I can, I try to visit with people about that experience so that they get an appreciation of just what a tremendous job that's being done over there.
Got a couple of soldiers here that want to do some football talk with you, Brian, and Sergeant Federo from Washington, D.C. will kick it off. Go ahead, Sergeant, your first question.
Yes, my first question is, as a Washington Redskins fan, what if you would have done, and the whole Albert Haynesworth and Coach Mike Shanahan situation, what if you would have done, Coach Billick?
Well, I've long said, Sergeant, that, you know, coaching in the NFL nowadays is less about coaching than it is negotiation. And when you've got a gifted player, and there's no question that Albert Haynesworth is a gifted player, can be an impact player. But by the same token, and certainly you know better than anybody the concept of what it takes for it to be a team. And when that one member, I don't think players fully appreciate, you know, they'll look at their circumstance and say, well, hey, this is my business. It's not my teammate's business, or it's not anybody else's business but mine. It's just me and the coach. Well, no, it's not, because every minute you're dealing with something like this, that's 1 minute you're not preparing for your next opponent. And it is so difficult in the NFL to win. I think Mike Shanahan is coming in, obviously, with the obvious strength that he has with regards to the two Super Bowl rings, the fact that this is the first year. He can deal with this much more directly and in much more a position of strength. Had this been year 3, 4, or 5, maybe on a bit of a hot seat in terms of the way the organization is going or what his record might be. So now is the time to kind of set the tone for that. He's made every effort to make it very clear to Albert Haynesworth the way it's going to be. It does not sound, they tend to be, I live in the D.C. area now, and it's a back and forth in the papers. It's not feeling very good in terms of the direction that it's going. At some point I thought, you know what, they'll just they'll bring it in-house, he'll play, everything will be fine. But the way it's sounding now, I don't think the final chapter's been written on the Albert Haynesworth deal with regards to Washington. And it's too bad, because I think they're a good football team. I think they've got a chance to surprise some people, and they certainly don't need this distraction.
Specialist Philip Wilds is with us. He wants to talk a football with you. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Coach, real quick, I'm from Michigan, and your name was thrown around a couple years ago before the Lions hired Jim Schwartz as to come be the coach for the Lions. Was that a wrong time, wrong place kind of thing, or have you completely decided that you're not going to come back and coach football?
No, I appreciate that, Specialist. Yeah, you know, I've done a couple games in Detroit. The league is in an interesting place right now. I think it's become a general manager's league. And in Detroit specifically, and let me begin by saying I think Jim Schwartz is an excellent football coach. I think the Lions have a chance of being substantially better. Does that make them a playoff team this year? Not necessarily, but I like what they've done The last couple years, obviously, with Jim Schwartz and you got to keep in mind they're building from ground zero. The abortion that was the 8 or 9 years under Matt Millen, I can't remember an organization that so butchered the acquisition of players more than the Detroit Lions did while Matt Millen was the general manager. And the way they're going about it now, they've got a good foundation offensively. They've made some great acquisitions in the offseason. But this has become a general manager's league. And, for me to go back, it would take the right partnership with the right people. And because I had a pretty good first marriage in Baltimore with Ozzie Newsome, got a sense of what that partnership looks like. And if the right situation were to come about, I think Detroit did a great thing in terms of hiring Jim Schwartz. I think they'll do a good job, although certainly it would have been exciting to go back into Detroit and try to turn that franchise into a winner.
Yeah, I agree, Coach. We'll see if Detroit can become a winner again. I have my doubts. But off football subject real quick, what do you think of the Coors Light commercials with you and Coach Mike Ditka? How awesome are those?
Oh, great fun, isn't it? You know, I've always joked that you think of yourself a certain way. I've been a coach for 30 years. I've got a Super Bowl ring, and I walk through the airports nowadays, and people look at me and say, hey, you're that Coors Light guy. I guess evidently that I am. But they're great fun. They do a great job with it. And the great thing about it is I really don't have to do anything. Those are literally live clips from news conferences or from game times that they've taken from NFL films. They do a great job. I love the series, and constantly people will come up behind me and yell, Mike or Wedget, and all those cute cut lines they have from that series. So obviously the advertising's hitting because everybody comments on it.
You know, it's a year-round job now as a head coach in the National Football League, Brian, and I'm just wondering, as you look back on it, you're out of coaching at this particular moment. The pacing of the job, what did you have to do to maintain your health to begin with and also your mental freshness?
Well, it is. It is the proverbial 24/7. I can tell you when I was coaching, the most common question I got asked in the off season by people was, well, what do you do for a living in the off season? Like I worked in a bank or sold insurance or something. And in the old days, they used to. But this is a 24/7 job, and that's really the biggest challenge for all the coaches, not just the head coach, because you go immediately at the end of the season, you go into your evaluation of your own personnel. You then start to get into free agency while you're preparing for the combines that are at the end of February. March begins the free agency period, the acquisition of players. You then come into the draft. You immediately follow up with your OTA days. That take you literally nowadays all the way up to training camp, and you're off and running. So it is that, and it's that constant grind that you've got to be careful that it doesn't wear you down as a coach. You have to keep a certain pace about you, make sure that you get a regular workout in. You always can find a reason not to do that, but I always advise coaches that you've got to cut that personal time out for yourself. And just keep the pacing, because the proverbial, it is a marathon, not a sprint. You have to keep that perspective. If you get too preoccupied with the moment, you're going to wear yourself out.
Coach, it's Specialist Wilds again. You talked about being in the booth for some of the Detroit games, and I think you're great in the booth, and I was wondering if you had any plans on coming back this year.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing games for Fox again. Which I'm really looking forward to with my broadcast partner, Tom Brenneman. I'm also doing a great deal during the week. I'm doing a couple shows for the NFL Network. There's a coach's show that'll air on Mondays before the Monday night game that Jim Moore and I will do kind of a back and forth from a coaching perspective of the weekend games. And then I'll also do the Playbook series, which has been a very successful series, kind of a look forward that airs on Thursdays and Fridays going forward over the weekend. With regards to the upcoming games, I'll be doing that with Joe Theismann and Sterling Sharp. And then I also have a couple shows for the FoxSports.com. Well, I'll be doing what's called a Coach Speak, where I Skype with a number of assistant coaches and head coaches during the course of the season, very much about the football, the X's and O's of it, and then also doing a show called Inside the Call, where I'll be doing online chats with the other color commentators from Fox, like Troy Aikman and Daryl Johnson, Charles Davis, Jim Moore will be on that as well when Kurt Warner gets to doing a couple games, Tim Ryan, again, about the Fox games coming up on the weekend. And, of course, Ron and I do a show on Sports Byline every week, so I'm keeping busy with it. But I love it because it's talking football to people that have as much passion for the game as I do.
And I might point out that game will be heard on the Sports Byline Network on Tuesdays, so you can call, get inside the game right here on Sports Byline. One more question for you, Brian, before I kick you loose here, and that is a lot of people here in Iraq, I've talked to a lot of the soldiers, they've been asking us, who do you think is going to win this year in the NFL? And I've got Jim Miller here with me, and even Antonio Freeman, and he's been saying, both of them have been saying, they really like New Orleans to repeat. How do you feel about them?
Well, I think the exciting thing about the going into the season this year, I can't remember a season where there were so many teams capable of making a run at the Super Bowl. There are going to be some favorites, obviously, along the way. New Orleans, obviously, in the NFC. Indianapolis, again. Tom Brady in New England is always going to be a factor. Everybody's talking about the Jets, obviously. I think the Ravens are going to be a solid team, along with San Diego, as was last year. In the NFC, the buzz around Green Bay Packers. Obviously, the Minnesota Vikings with Brett Favre coming back. The resurgence of a team like Atlanta. Of course, the NFC East with the Cowboys and the Giants and the Eagles. I think the Redskins are going to be better. I think what it really comes down to, if you're going to go to and win a Super Bowl, you better have a presence at quarterback. And we've never been as deep at the quarterback position as we are today. 5 years ago in 2005, there were two quarterbacks that threw for over 4,000 yards. Last year, there were 10. So I think it's that depth at quarterback that gives so many teams a legitimate perspective about, hey, in the right circumstances, notwithstanding injury, and that's going to change the profile dramatically here, but legitimate teams. So going into it, I'm not a better, but if I were, I'd be real nervous about putting a dollar down on any specific team just because the quality of this league, it's going to be an exciting year to follow.
Brian, I want to thank you, as always, not only for coming with me on one of these trips, but always being there when I've called. I appreciate it. I'll see you when I get back home, Coach.
All right. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate what you're doing, and make sure everybody over there knows how much we appreciate what the sacrifices they're making for us over there.
Super Bowl-winning coach Brian Billick with us. We'll come back on the other side, spend a couple of minutes with our two guests, hosts, as we continue from Iraq with you on Sports Byline.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Energy drinks laden with caffeine and sugar can hook kids on an unhealthy jolt and crash cycle. And some drinks, when taken in megadoses, can cause rapid heartbeat. Clearly, it's time for an alternative. We're giving away a one-month supply of Aloe Boost, an all-natural energy supplement that provides all-day energy without the crash. Better, faster, and healthier Aloe Boost is so confident that you'll have increased healthier energy that we're giving away an entire month's supply, and all you pay is $14.99 for shipping. Call 888-988-ALOE and receive a free one-month supply of Aloe Boost, the better, healthier, and faster energy blast. Call 888-988-ALOE, and we'll rush you a one-month supply free, all natural, all energy, all the time. So call now for your free one-month supply of Aloe Boost Energy. That's 888-988-ALOE. 888-988-ALOE.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's Ron Barr.
Well, we're just about ready to wrap up our first hour here. We're at the DFACT, and this DFACT is called Sport Oasis. And, of course, the DFACT is the mess hall. People are having dinner out here. Bob Delaney is signing his book. And we're just having a great old time. Got a good crowd here as well, and we got another hour to go. And I'm just going to ask our two soldiers that co-hosted this hour, let me have quickly, Philip, a prediction from you for who you think is going to at least go to the Super Bowl.
Go to the Super Bowl. I like the Saints again in the NFC, and I also like San Diego, to come out of the AFC. And real quick, a surprise team for you, Houston. I think Houston's going to make the playoffs this year.
And how about you, Olu?
I think the Saints will be there again, and I think Peyton Manning wants another shot at Drew Brees, and I think the Colts are going to take it.
Yeah, those are two, both of you, good predictions. Thanks a lot, guys, for joining me. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, our two co-hosts, Specialist Philip Wilds from Michigan and also Sergeant Olu Federo from Washington, D.C., and we got another hour to go, a great hour coming up next hour as we're going to be talking with the guys that made the trip with me, Antonio Freeman, Bob Delaney, and Jim Miller. But we'll kick things off next hour with John Baker of the Florida Marlins, who made a trip as the first baseball player to come to Iraq. And John Calipari will be here as well. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show from Iraq.